Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. Let's look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 735, up 5 3/4. And, oh, by the way, the March contracts go off the board at noon today. May, 747, up 9 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 712 1/4, up 5. May, 720, up 10. March corn, 744, up 2 3/4. May, 712 1/4, up 2. December, 555 1/4, up 1/4. March soybeans, 1463, down 12. May, 1434 3/4, down 12 1/4. July, 1415 1/2, down 9 1/2. And November, at 1258 1/4, down 4 1/4. March soybean meal, 426.10, down 90. May, 425.40, down 350. May soybean oil, 49.20, down 32. April live cattle, 128.42 1/2, down 12 1/2. March feeders, 138.35, down 65. And April lean hogs, 80.17 1/2, down 47 1/2.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dave.
Well, soybean pit, if you're looking at the May composite daily, had been primarily in a sideways to slightly higher grinding trend until the last couple of sessions where we, depending on how you draw your uptrend lines, kind of fell out of the channel. And today is actually testing last week's lows.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good decline here when you kind of take into consideration the past 2 days, and then now we're seeing a little follow-through. But it's at a point where it could find some support in here at this 1463. For the most part, you still have to, I think, view the overall trend as sideways to higher. We are down here at the 100-day moving average here today on the lead futures chart. And I think a lot of the weakness that you're experiencing in the front month here basically has a lot to do with just plain the expiration of the May contract. So I think once that May contract gets expired, the March contract, things may begin to settle down a little bit.
So what further flags to the downside would indicate to you that that the market might be changing a trend?
Well, everybody kind of watches this 50-day moving average quite a bit for a trend indicator. And the 50-day moving average sits in here on the lead futures chart about this 1454 area. So I imagine that's probably where most of your long-term traders would maybe begin to think that maybe the overall trend has shifted to something different. But, you know, you can pretty well, you know, we kind of had somewhat of a double bottom in a way with the November low there, about 1372, and then we had that early January low, about 1378. But then basically since then, you know, we've been in a sideways to higher trend with the middle February low coming in here about 1404. You draw a parallel line that kind of connects the highs that we've had this winter here, early February around 1498. The little spike high that we had here a couple, 3 weeks ago at 1516, and then this week's high about 1518. So I think if the market would kind of stabilize, regroup right in here with this cluster of moving averages around this 100-day, 50-day moving average. The market still stays on sideways to higher climb. If those support areas would give way, then we would go all the way down to the bottom end of the channel, which you could allow soybeans to fall all the way back to 14 and a quarter and still technically be considered in a sideways to higher trend.
Turn our attention to December corn, Dan, where a week ago we were a little bit on alert because the market had given up quite a bit, but it has managed to nicely claw its way higher in the days following.
Yeah, it has. And then probably what's going for it, at least initially here, is that we did make a lower low there in the first week of March. We took out the February low. And then when you go back and you kind of take a look at where we're at today, we pretty well gained back everything that we lost during that first week of March. So the December corn is in position here halfway through the month to maybe close out the month higher. But, you know, that March 28th date when we see the planting intentions report and the stocks report can change that in a hurry, because we will probably see some volatile price action centered around that report, whether it comes before it or afterwards. But my guess is that things could get a little volatile going into that report. But the driving force of the corn market is old crop supply. It's just going to get real hard to find, I think, cash corn as we go further into the summer months. And with the current basis levels and the way the old crop corn has performed here, it does imply that March report is going to show some pretty tight corn stocks. So between that tight corn stocks and probably what the weather forecast is for the first half of April is going to be real key to the direction of corn prices for the spring.
Would you think that based on everything you know and understand about the market right now, that come a week from today, we could see a lockup on corn one way or another?
I don't know. Well, anything's possible. I don't expect any kind of limit move, but I do think we could end up with maybe a pretty wide change in spreads. I mean, we could see something very positive in corn, old crop corn on supplies. We could see a very negative or higher plantings number. So you could probably see that spread widen. But on the other hand, you could see another surprise. I think the 99 million acre corn number that some of the at the higher end of the range might be a little high after kind of traveling around the Corn Belt a little bit this winter. It was surprising me to see that one, you know, be maybe closer to 98. And last year we planted 97.2 or 3. So I'm not too sure a real big corn number's coming at us. But when it comes to USA intentions reports, you know, I've learned a long time ago about anything can happen. I think something that, of course, it won't be reflected in the report is probably the current weather pattern. The current weather pattern appears to be kind of setting up, you know, cold and wet, at least for the southeastern half of the Corn Belt, the northwestern half. Maybe it's going to be still on the dry side. You still have dryness in the plain states. But anytime you get into a cold and wet spring, a lot of times your planted acreage numbers just don't reach what you kind of think they were going to reach.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.